Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You broke up with her? Why?
So we could do the voice. La la la. What's the matter?
I think I'm getting tired of it. I said, all it does, hello, and la la la.
It could do anything. It could be Spanish. Hola. Hello.
I think I like the girl better than the voice.
Really? Hello.
Still?
I told you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Way over the line, guys. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, it's time.
When I was a little boy.
It's time to have some fun on the show.
Yeah. Very good.
You know, our producer of the week.
Yes.
John Norman.
John Norman.
Has been doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really good supply of guests and et cetera recently. Mm-hmm. Today's the day that John again hit the brick wall.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, you know, I mentioned last week he was kind of flaunting to me outside, you know. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got Simon Cowell coming up on Monday. Pretty good that NBC called back. They want to promote that talent show.
Yeah. Right.
And then also it was the actor who plays Phil Leotardo. Right?
Yes.
That he was going to be on the show.
Right.
And as it turns out, neither of them. He did come to me and say, though, that I said, well, okay, great. What do you got? This was just during the commercial break. And he said, well, I've got two guys that are going to 100 morning shows. And I said, well, that's great. We don't do a morning show.
Right.
He said, well, maybe I thought you'd like to talk with them about what it's like to go to 100 different morning shows. So, John, come on in the studio, buddy. It'll be a new learning experience for John today.
All right. Very good.
Spend just a couple of seconds out and just see how God feels about your job as producer.
Oh, dear.
John, lucky for you. Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Lucky for you, we're just about to get what appears to be some kind of a thunderstorm outside.
Serious electrical storm outside.
Yes. Thunder and lightning.
Now, we don't have a golf club, but we do have this gigantic. How big is that rod, Robbie?
Yeah, it's about
that's every bit of 9 feet.
Yeah, 8, 9 feet.
That's a big
it's like a lightning rod is what it is.
9 foot rod.
It's a huge lightning rod.
Well, it's just going to have you go outside for about 5 minutes.
And he's going to put the headphones on with the microphone. And he's going to be our weather reporter today?
We'll just see.
We can hear the thunder. I can hear it in the background.
Yeah, we can. During the commercials, we can actually hear it here at the studio.
One of them really hit close, too.
We've seen some lightning flashes as well.
So, you know, Godspeed.
Test, test.
If anything happens to him, it's just God saying it's time to get a new producer.
Right.
That's all.
Exactly.
I'm saying.
Understood.
I don't feel like yelling at you. No one feels like hearing me yell at you.
You want to check the microphone there, John?
Hello?
There it is. All right.
Go on out. Let's see if God thinks we need a new producer.
Okay.
All right. That's the sound of the pole.
You heard
this
it.
Is a huge piece of iron
Real
that
steel,
they're
man.
Using.
Oh.
Right now he's going outside.
How's the weather out there?
The rain has begun.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's wet.
Let's see if we can hear it.
Yeah, the rain?
Or the thunder?
I can hear the wind.
No rain or thunder at the moment. Well, just the rain coming down, not making a lot of noise, unfortunately.
All right, can we? Can you like bang that on the concrete steps so
say
we can hear that? And how tall is the pole you're standing out there with in the electrical storm?
I'd say about 10 feet.
10 feet.
9 or 10 feet.
You know, Robbie, why don't you situate him somewhere where he's like right in the middle of all the wind?
And where would that be?
Well, wherever it's windy, if he's just standing on the front
well,
porch.
Well, if you want to be safe in an electrical storm, I've always heard that he should stand right next to a tree.
I'm right out on the sidewalk now.
All right. Let's hear that thing clank again.
There you all right. Go. Now,
drop it on the sidewalk.
Now, there's the one. Sound of the wind. Listen.
Okay, now, let me see. I'm picturing something like from Evan Almighty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, where Steve Carell is dressed like Noah.
Right.
I'm picturing John outside with this big metal rod in his hand, saying now, God, give me the strength to be a better producer.
Like the scene out of Caddyshack.
Yes.
That's my home. Mantra every day, Don.
Or like something out of the Ten Commandments. Uh-huh. And if I am not the man for the job,
give me a sign.
Strike me with lightning now.
If I am not the man for the job, please give me a sign and strike me dead as we speak.
Now that's let's not take it all the way there.
Yes.
No, oh, I don't want to be dead?
You no, could, you we could actually like be, you to be brain damaged.
You could be
stunned.
I think that's already happened, Mike.
Okay. Now let's how are the storms doing out there?
It's not very stormy at the moment, unfortunately.
See, there's where you're a brilliant producer, you know, because really, if you were smart, you would say, "Oh, it's pretty nasty out here."
It's really nasty out here.
Lucky to be alive.
Let's just be quiet for a second in here, because I swear to God, during the commercials, did it not sound?
Listen to that.
Did it not sound like the sky was about to cave in?
Yes. And there's an emergency vehicle going towards one of the.
Maybe they're coming to stop you, John.
Probably not.
I can see the firefighter in the cab going, "My God, there's a man standing outside with a metal 10-foot pole."
All right, well, Johnny, let's see. This is about the time that we would have a scheduled interview. So why don't you take this time to go ahead and just speak to God about your job and hold up the rod. And
maybe throw in a little weather forecast. Give us a little update on the conditions as well.
Is there somebody other than God that I could speak to?
Do you believe in someone other than the G-Man?
I don't believe in the G-Man.
Whoever you believe he or she to be, then.
Are you an atheist or an agnostic?
I'm an atheist.
Thank God. You don't believe in God?
No, I don't.
You son of a bitch.
Maybe the power of prayer would help you reel in a guest or two.
The power of price compels me.
Power of price?
Yeah, sorry. That
you're asking for God to just throw a lightning bolt
I am.
Your way.
I mean, I'm giving him every shot.
It's
told him
extremely dark outside.
It is very dark.
Open up your blinds, Mike. Please.
Well, that's not that dark.
Is it?
But it's over on the other side. It's behind our building.
There was
it's
some like lightning.
Hold on. Well, let's hear that then.
It's one of those deals where it's like pitch black on one side and absolutely
real light
bright
on the other.
Yes.
We should hear some thunder now.
Are you still holding the metal rod?
I am.
Why don't you say something like, "Bring it on, God"? Is that the best you got?
But he's not there. There's no one to talk to.
Right. Oh,
he's
so
got nothing for
humor
you.
Me. Humor me.
Are you like one of these really like passionate atheists?
No.
All right, then just say whatever unnatural force it is that's making these weather conditions on our planet.
What?
Strike me. You know the deal.
Well, we can. You know what I think will work best for him? Because he's under stress now with that 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Hold the microphone a little away from your face, John, and then at the top of your lungs say, "Dear God.
Dear God.
I pray for you to give me a sign.
I pray for you to give me a sign, even though I know you're not there."
See, he's ad-libbing.
Sorry.
That's not fair. Oh. Now, see, those are people. Those are God-fearing people that are beeping at you.
Yes, I'm sure.
Hello, Buddha.
Hail Buddha.
Hey, how about the chicks up in the condo upstairs that we were looking at during the break?
Oh, there's chicks up there now?
Yeah, there are.
Check it out.
Oh, okay. Let me get to a better spot.
Hey.
Go over with your big pole, John.
Yeah, so why don't you just really put the microphone away from your face and yell up towards the building, "Hey, ladies, look at my pole."
Hey, ladies, look at my big pole.
Tell them you hope you're not struck by lightning.
I sure do hope I don't get struck by lightning.
Oh, there's the lightning.
There was lightning.
There was a flash as soon as he said it.
Maybe I should be rethinking that God thing.
Isn't it always that you hear the boom like 2-1,000? 3-1,000. It must have been a lightning without a boom.
Oh, there it is. There it
far
is.
Away.
There
it's far is. Away.
About a it's nine. Away. About a nine.
It's getting closer.
Is it?
I think so.
Which is closer, the storm or one of those guests today that you said was not that was going to be on the show?
That would definitely be the storm.
Hey, maybe bang your pole on the ground and say, "Hey, ladies, look at my pole."
Hey, ladies, check out the pole.
Come on now. Say, "Hey, I have been a less than adequate producer.
I have been a less than adequate producer today.
Therefore, I say to you, Mother Nature.
Therefore, I say to you, Mother Nature.
Acting in the role of God.
Acting in the role of God.
Strike me with lightning.
Strike me with lightning.
For delivering guys who have been on 100 morning shows.
For delivering guys who've been on, almost 100 morning shows.
And we're not even a morning show.
And we're not even a morning show.
Now, top of your lungs, Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
He can't. He's got a real problem with it.
He's got a problem with the G-Man.
Wow.
No problem with him whatsoever.
No wonder you can't get Simon Cowell to come on this show.
Yeah. Oh, see, yeah, boy, that? You're tempting fate, John. You really are.
How was that? Why don't you talk again as you stand outside of the 9-foot metal pole in your hand about how you don't believe in God?
God, I'm sorry to say that yet I stand out here defying you in every way possible. I don't believe you're there.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a much bigger challenge than we envisioned at the beginning.
This is more than you just screwing up a segment on the show. We're used to that.
This is significant. You're standing outside with a 10-foot pole.
During a lightning storm.
Challenging the existence of God.
It's a moment of truth.
Well, one way we're going to find out whether I'm right or wrong here.
I see some of the crows are flying around now. Are there any flies around you?
None whatsoever at the moment.
Any pestilence?
Maybe a frog or two.
Locusts.
All right, why don't you scream out at whoever, say, hey, Big Bang Theory.
Hello, Big Bang Theory.
I suck as producer.
I suck as producer.
Strike me with lightning.
Strike me with lightning, please.
Wow. Yeah, bang that pole again so we can hear that.
Still nothing.
And I should point out he's surrounded by an iron fence as well. The only thing that's missing are some golf cleats.
You know what we could do to really make this sing?
Yes.
Have him go across the street to those, you know, those big power lines?
Oh, yes, yes, by that time, yes, we were the open
there,
field.
By the time we were out there playing jarts?
Yeah.
Well, I'm under one right now if I move down here right toward the end of the sidewalk.
Ooh. Oh, there.
Moving in. You know who he should be
standing
by?
Apparently the Big Bang Theory likes that.
He should be standing by Pixie.
Pixie.
Pixie is struck twice by lightning.
The lucky woman.
I'm on my way to Maine right now.
The strings are broken.
What, Johnny?
Hello?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said that I can't get to Pixie because, well, I could go see her, but I have to get to Maine.
Where are you walking? Where are you walking to now?
I'm down here by the exit.
Near the exit where the power, closer to the power line.
Closer to the power lines.
Oh, man, that storm's coming in now.
Don's coming. And the fences.
That storm is coming in.
You know what? Dumbass, really. Not only is he a less than adequate producer.
Yes.
He'd make a sucky weatherman. It's starting to rain big, gigantic raindrops outside.
Well, it was raining when I came out. It's still raining, Don.
Pretty close to hail.
No, it wasn't raining when you first went outside.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't, dude.
It was not raining this hard.
Not like it is now. Mike, it's starting to open up outside right
it
now.
It is because I can see the lime, which is almost like, you know what it's like, John? It's like the light you'll see at death when you're going to the kingdom of heaven.
When God stands there.
And then on the other side is, black as a thousand midnights, right. the line of thunderstorm.
But see, if you buy into the whole God thing, shouldn't he forgive me for not believing?
No. He may forgive you for that. He will not forgive you for not coming up with Simon Cowell.
Rob is right. You're kind of playing both sides there, Johnny.
Well, better to be safe than sorry.
So you're telling us there's a chance that you may believe in God?
No.
Well, then why?
But I'm just willing to play both sides just in case.
So there is at least a small percentage of you that thinks there may be a God?
About a half a percent.
Still, that's something.
And even if he is up there, I'm pretty certain he doesn't give a rat's ass about me.
Yeah, you're going to find out he does momentarily.
Pretty sure you got to get his attention. Why don't you bang that metal pole again in the middle of this lightning and rainstorm?
God, I defy you. I'm standing outside in a rainstorm with a 10-foot metal pole. Prove me wrong.
Wow. Wow, what an experiment this is. The wind just kicked up again.
A little bit, yeah. Now it is starting to rain harder.
And I'm saying to you, God, as someone who has suffered through hundreds of suck-ass guests.
Not all of them were mine, though.
There's the thunder again.
Please, learn this boy a lesson. First, let him know there is a God. And second, learn him for us.
Yeah, don't kill him. Just take off one of his toes.
Just fry his hair, what remaining hair he has left.
Now, where are you standing now, Johnny?
I'm right out in front of the building. Yeah, it's really starting to rain now.
All right, well, let's just hear the sounds of that.
Let's listen.
Let's enjoy that. Your punishment.
You can hear it hitting my head.
No, we can't. No.
Nope.
We cannot.
Oh, yeah. Now it's really starting to rain.
Any lightning?
Not right now, no.
Oh, you're very lucky.
Just challenge God one more time.
All right, God, here's your last chance. Still standing in front of 5914 Hubbard Drive in Rockville with a 10-foot metal pole in a storm.
You know that moment where you went, 59, yeah, that was God doing that.
Is that what it was?
That's exactly what it was. Oh, I saw lightning.
Oh, okay.
Let's listen.
Oh.
See, hold on. Now I can hear the rain.
Yeah.
Shh. Now I could actually hear the rain for a moment. That was you, Mike. Hello, I'm in the room with you. I can see you doing it.
There's some thunder.
Yeah, that was some thunder. I was making a sound over it. I'm sorry.
Now it's raining hard.
Well, let's see if we can hear that.
Here, let me see if I can get some sound of it on the cart.
John Norman. John Norman.
Yes?
It's God. You're
no, it's not.
You were screwed.
Well.
You know.
That's nothing new today.
All right, listen, John, I don't know what to say. Either you're an adequate producer or God has taken mercy on your soul. I don't know. Challenge him one more time, then come on back in.
All right, God, going to give you that third and final chance as the rain really starts to come down now. Still standing out in front of the building with a 10-foot pole and a lightning storm. Please strike me.
Want to ask the ladies if they want to get one last look?
What ladies?
The ladies from the building next door.
Hey, ladies! Still got my pole. You want to check it out?
Let's hear your 10-foot pole.
Right, a pole.
It's really raining now.
I don't know where. Rob, did you find that pole?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You give him a little
Can I
pass.
Come back in now?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Microphone's getting wet.
Oh, dear. Well, that could have caused an electrical shock also.
It's only 9 volts, though.
That's really too bad. But which is worse, the fact that we didn't have a guest or that we had a good segment?
Look at the rain now. Look. Well, John, stay outside, please.
It's coming down in sheets. Buckle. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was the question? I missed it.
Now what we need is for him just to go outside in an unprotected area, and let's just listen. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Let's John go back Norman. Out to the street.
We call this penance. We're just going to turn our mics off, Johnny.
Okay.
There you go, Pip friend.
This is serious rain.
It's really raining out here now. I haven't seen it rain quite like this in weeks.
You can hear it.
I'm getting soaked. Still not being struck by lightning. There's some wind.
John, if you get a chance, would you put my windows up?
Hell no.
Wow.
Just be quiet.
God, please punish me for my lack of guests so I can go back inside and get a little dry. There's the pole. Go ahead and strike it. Wow, and everything's fuzzing out. I'm about ready to...
Headphones are shorting out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And the microphone is soaked.
What a shame. We can still hear you.
Still works.
Well, that's good. All right, God, come on. Let's get this over with.
Bring it.
Bring it on, big boy. I don't think you got the stones.
Whoa. This is like flash flood rain.
It really is.
We're not doing a great job of describing.
Oh, it is coming down in buckets. We've got rivers running through the parking lot here.
Why don't you run the microphone on some of the water, some of the standing water down there?
Or
rushing water, the water that's rushing into the storm drain.
I don't. Well, let's see. Let's find a drain here.
Oh, there's lightning.
Oh, let's listen.
Yeah, close.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that would be good.
Now hold your stick up.
All right, God, I'm under a huge tree. I've got a 10-foot pole. It's raining. People are looking at me like I'm the biggest moron on the planet, and they're probably not wrong. Strike me down!
Want to offer those ladies another look at the pole?
I don't think they can see me from here.
Doesn't matter, really John. Ladies,
I got a 10-foot pole for you!
All right, come on in. Let's take a look at you.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at it.
That could not have been better timing.
He's going to be
He might not have gotten the guess, but the timing with the rain. Oh, my God.
And he was not hit by lightning, Mike.
No, he wasn't. With all that challenging that he was doing, too.
You don't F with God like
that.
No,
you don't. Yeah,
well, look at him.
Seriously.
He's still going to drive home tonight.
He did. You know? He survived so far.
He must have been really way out there.
Way out there.
Way out there.
Here he comes.
Think you'd be wet?
Just soaking wet. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Come on. Step in. Hi there. Get on this microphone.
I think that microphone's shut.
Hi.
Wow.
How wet are you?
Almost to the bone.
Dude, you are so wet.
Yeah.
It's too bad you don't have a personal relationship with God like Mike and I do.
But at least
that help?
But at least you've got a little meat on your bones, so you should be okay with that.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
All right, Johnny. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. There you go. That's what you do if you don't have a segment on this show.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you fill it up with your producer.
Offer yourself up out on the street in a thunderstorm. You see that lightning? Yeah. Let's wait to hear it.
There it is. And that's through all the acoustical tile.
That's through our soundproofing.
That's through all of this quality acoustical tile that we have.
I think God would have killed him if he would have just stayed out there 5 more minutes.
Five more minutes.
He dodged a bullet.
God hates an ultimatum.
He dodged a God bullet.
That's right.
God bullet.
Don't F with God, boy.
That's right.
Do you smell wet dog?
No, I smell wet atheist.
Well, we want to thank both Simon Cowell and the guy who plays Phil on Sopranos. They were really great guests.
That was terrific. Thanks so much, and hope we can speak to them again sometime.
If I'm lying, may God strike John with lightning. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.